Coach has said only one team's going to go home happy. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the Washington Redskins. Tell us what happened tonight.
Well, I mean, you got to play a full 60 minutes, and we started out great. That first half or first quarter, we got 14 points. I think we got 9 first downs. And then all of a sudden, we played one of our first – or the rest of the three quarters, probably as bad as we played. Couldn't get much going. We had some opportunities to get some third downs, and we were just pretty inconsistent. Sometimes that happens, but you hate for it to happen in a playoff game.
What is the status of Robert Griffin? I mean, he got hurt, went out of the game. It affected your offense because you didn't have your full repertoire of him running the ball and stuff. But what is his status now?
I really don't know. The doctors will have an MRI. We'll take a look at the MRI and should know a lot more later on this evening or early tomorrow.
Coach, did you consider taking him out anytime along the way before, obviously, Kirk did come in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought about taking him out right at halftime, and I really talked to him, talked to the doctors, and kind of got a gut feeling where he was at. And, he told me, he said, "Hey, Coach, I guarantee you, I'm not injured. I'm hurting a little bit. I don't want you to take me out. I guarantee you that you'll see me bring this team back." And so I understood. I've been around quarterbacks, and kind of get to know people more and more as the more time you spend with them. I'll know more next year than I will this year. But that's what you want in players, and you got to make those tough decisions. But the doctors felt like he was still ready to stay in, and they felt like he could still perform. So that's what we did.
Coach, you have to be proud of how resilient this team has been down the stretch to win 7 straight. This is a hard-working group, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got to be special to win 7 straight. You got to have a lot of guys playing at a Pro Bowl level. You got to have a lot of young guys come in to help your football team win. And that's what we had. We had a lot of young guys step up and play at a Pro Bowl level. A lot of veteran players lead and play at the same level that we need them to play at to have a chance to pull that off. And I was really happy with the fans. In the second half of the season, they were behind us. You could feel it, and it was kind of contagious in the locker room. So it was a good second half of the season. Just disappointed that we had to end it this way.
Coach, you've obviously turned the organization around. The football team was the NFC East champions. The Redskins can hold their heads up high. And I know you're probably itching to get back to work. I know you want to take a break.
Yeah.
But I know you're probably looking ahead with optimism.
No, we are. We are. You can just tell the feeling in that locker room. It's a special group of guys. They believe in each other. They know they accomplished a lot this year. Not we set out. You always want to finish the right way. But, very happy with our football team and direction we're headed.
Thanks for all the time this year, Coach. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, Larry.
Robert, I know this is a tough way to end it for you guys, but first of all, how do you feel?
I feel fine. No one's excited about losing. So, we had a good season. We didn't want it to end this way. It did, so we'll remember this feeling and move on to next year.
How bad is your knee?
I don't know how bad it is. I mean, the people on this team know what I had to deal with to get out there every day and just to practice and to play. But at the end of the day, I'm their quarterback. This is my team, and I got to be out there ready to play with them. And I think everybody gave it their all, and, that's all we can ask for.
How did it feel in the first quarter? You guys looked like you were on a pretty good roll to start the game.
Yeah, we came out, played physical early, showed them that, when it comes to it, matching their strength with our strength, that our strength was stronger. We just didn't do it the whole game.
What did you learn this year, Robert, about yourself? I mean, it's a pretty tough year, long, grueling season. What did you learn?
Yeah, it gives you perspective when you can go through an injury like I did and just see the game in a different way. So, first and foremost, we have fun. We went on a 7-game winning streak and won our division. So, you try to look at the good things and then learn from the bad. And today was a bad thing, but there's a lot of other teams that were sitting at home today wanting to be where we were. And we just got to make sure that it pays off next time.
I know you wanted to be out there, but sometimes you have to think more of the whole and say, I'm not 100% coach. I can't help put in Kirk.
I don't feel that way. I'll say it time and time again. I'm the quarterback. Doesn't matter what percentage I am. There at the end of the game, I took myself out of the game after I went down because I knew I couldn't do it. And then they put Kirk in, and that's just how it goes. But if you can play, you play. That's just how it goes, and they know that. They know I'm going to play no matter what, and I don't feel like me playing out there hurt the team in any way.
You're really fired up this down this year. I know you know that, and I know you can't wait to get back to it next year. Optimism for the Redskins. You guys win the NFC East. A lot to be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be proud of. You know, we did have a great season, and there's a lot of teams out there that wish they had the season we did. And, you know, we just don't. You know, you try not to bask on that. There's a lot of disappointed people in this locker room, and we'll be ready to build for the future. It just shows you what we can do, and, you know, hopefully we can do it a lot better next year.
Yeah, you haven't missed a single postgame interview with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank
Win,
you.
Lose, draw, you name it, Robert Griffin III, fantastic season.
Thank you, baby. See y'all soon.
London Fletcher, obviously a tough situation for the Redskins, falling in this playoff game. Looking back, where did it go wrong for you guys tonight?
You know, we allowed them to convert a couple big plays in the run game. You know, we had an opportunity on a third down play late in the game. The score was still, I think, 14-13. You know, we just I don't think we converted enough first downs offensively either. You know, just didn't really stick to what we were doing in the first half. So, you know, at some point in time, we kind of game kind of got away from us and ended up being on the field a lot defensively.
This obviously is a disappointing way to end it, but it has to be a very satisfying year the way this team played and hung in there when they were 3-6.
You know, I'm very proud of this team. You know, the fight, the character that we've shown. I mean, it starts with our head coach, Coach Shanahan, the way he led this group of men. You know, with being 3-6 to, you know, doing the improbable, you know, rallying to win our division. You know, it's gratifying in that sense, but we still felt like we had a lot more to accomplish this year.
How tough was Wilson? Yeah, he's a pretty darn good young quarterback.
Yeah, he is. You know, he made some plays for him in the with the run game. You know, keeping that zone read stuff, and then made a couple plays. You know, throwing the ball as well.
Hard to corral, isn't he?
Yeah. We did some things that we had some checks that we should have went to a little bit earlier. But you know, for the most part, he is a good quarterback, and you know, I think the difference between the day and he was healthy and Robert wasn't, so we couldn't really. Robert couldn't really get going like we would like to have him going.
All those fans want to see you come back again, London. I know you're a year-to-year guy. I'm not going to ask you the question. I know you're going to do what's right for you. But great season for the captain, London Fletcher, this year.
Thanks.
Bowen, it looked early on that the Redskins were going to take care of business. Unfortunately, the season ends tonight here at FedEx Field. And we'll ask you, what went wrong tonight for your football team?
I mean, we started fast, man, but just playing assignment football. I think for three quarters we got it done on defense, but at the end of the day, their defense played better than our defense. We weren't able to get it done.
They got to where they were, had some busted play, big plays running the ball, but they rushed the ball for over 200 yards. That's not something that this defense is used to.
Absolutely not. You know, they ran a low read play against us, and comes down to assignment football. You know, everybody needs to do their assignment and stop, you know, trying to do more than their job, you know, and I think that's what happened. You know, we definitely beat ourselves. I don't think it was a situation where we were just getting destroyed or anything like that. I mean, everybody just wasn't playing assignment football every play.
Hard to talk about satisfaction at a time like this after getting knocked out of the playoffs, but give us the outlook moving forward for this football team. You guys made a lot of progress as an organization this season.
I think we did, man. I think I'm proud of these guys. You know, it takes a lot of character to come from 3-6 to win the division, you know, and get to the playoffs, you know. But, I mean, it stings. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth, man. And, I mean, shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know what I mean? That's how you feel, you know, things you want to take back. I mean, the playoffs, every mistake is just magnified, you know, so I mean, I think that's going to drive everybody this offseason.
All right, Steve, get a rest. I'm sure we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
Dowdy, tough finish for this team. You're one of the veterans here. Where do you guys go next? Optimism, I think, for next year is pretty strong.
Definitely optimism. You got a Pro Bowl left tackle and a great quarterback that was shown to be a great leader and a lot of character and new young running back. And I just felt offensively this year we just took such amazing strides. And defensively we created turnovers and there's a lot of positivity going forward, but I think what we learned is you got to get yourself an opportunity to get here, and then you got to do something with it.
I really appreciate your time, Reed, and I'm sure you're going to come back double tough next year. Good game today and good season for the Redskins.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Great game.